Stein, let's talk about formerly fashionable food.
Fine.
Last weekend, I went out with friends and my husband to Nell's at Green Lake, and I had this most delicious onion tart, which made me want to go home and make something I haven't made in eons, and that's a quiche.
You know, Nance, I've never had a quiche.
Oh,
Isn't that funny?
go on. That's ridiculous. Why would that be?
Oh, I don't know. Too manly, I guess.
Yes,
No.
because real men don't eat quiche. Do you remember that slogan? What was that all about?
Well, it was the title of a satiric book about masculine stereotypes, and it got picked up as a way of poking fun at.
Sensitive new age guys.
Yeah, you know, I'm not even quite sure what quiche is.
It's a savory custard tart. Julia Child, who would have been 104 this week, made them big in the 60s and 70s from her book, Mastering the Art of French Cooking. So I think American women were making quiches. Basically, you're talking about a custard in a pie crust. What makes it a quiche is this combination of eggs and either half and half and heavy cream that you can use any kind of vegetable in. This is a great time to make a quiche, given that it's produce seasons. And I said to Mac, what about a quiche? And I thought he was going to look at me sideways, but he said, sure, knock yourself out. So I made one of my all butter crusts. I think everyone needs to be making themselves an all butter crust, keeping half of it for the quiche you should make tonight or tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon, and then saving the rest in the freezer for the next time you want to make a quiche or a fruit pie, given it's high season for fruit.
And when you say all butter crust,
well, a little bit of salt, some ice water, some flour.
Oh,
no.
Flour. Okay, good.
Yeah, right. But what I'm saying, as opposed to buying a crust or as opposed to a shortening crust, I think that my recipe for all butter crust is divine in a quiche. Most recipes that I see for quiche tell you to par-bake the shell, and I don't do that at all. The one thing you need to have is a removable bottom tart pan or a quiche pan. You can use one of those short tart pans or that have the higher sides. That's the quiche pan. What's great about them is you can eat a quiche warm. You can eat it room temperature. It even tastes good cold. You can have it for breakfast. You can have it for dinner. You can have it sliced for a snack. When I decided I wanted to make a quiche, I looked at three different cookbooks to come up with some ideas about what I should do. I really love Around My French Table by Dory Greenspan. So I used her recipe for spinach and bacon quiche, and of course made a different pie crust and used, instead of, she calls for Parmesan in this, Gruyere would be a more classic use of cheese. So I used mushrooms, which she didn't call for. And instead of steaming spinach, as Dory says, I sauteed mixed salad greens in butter. And right now there's so many gorgeous little sweet cherry tomatoes available. I would cut some of those in half and put those in the quiche, whatever you've got going.
And what rough quiche, its hour come round at last, slouches toward Tacoma to be baked in my oven, because I'm definitely going to make one of these with a lot of bacon in it. And in honor of Julia Child's 104th birthday this week, we'll share her classic quiche recipe and Nancy's all-butter crust recipe, too. So get quichin' with 88.5 Food Talker Nancy.
Still fashionable after all these years.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Your sensitive new age guy.
Stein.
Who likes music that's repetitious?
Sensitive new age guys.
Who likes music that's repetitious?
Sensitive new age guys.